What?
This is Science by Team.
My name's Carter.
I'm Logan.
No, he's lying to you. Why are you lying to them? What's your real name? Tell them.
I'm Logan.
Okay, fine. I'll go with that. So, yeah, I mean...
I think the main things we should talk about.
What? Just one. Choose one. Choose the topic.
I know.
Choose
the topic. We've got science and technology, and then, like...
Animals?
And the science behind, how animals...
I hate animals.
And along with the science of...
You know what's funny?
Physics.
You know what's funny? People are like, puppies are so cute, but then they, go and they eat pigs, which are basically... puppies without hair. Am I right?
Puppies without hair.
They totally are.
But, name an animal.
A cat.
All right, let's...
Or, a wild animal. Should
let's
I...
just...
What? Dude, you keep scooting it. It makes a lot... Isn't that just enjoyable for you guys? I mean, that's great. If you're stuck on the toilet and you're constipated, that ought to make something come out.
I hope so.
Skid marks in the toilet. Okay, what are you looking at? Is that a cat? Why are you looking at pictures of cats? Well, that one's ugly.
Whoa, that's really creepy.
Dude, I just found a hairless cat.
Lifespan. Cats can live 2 to 16 years in the wild.
That's freaky. Wait, so why don't we eat cats?
That's a serious question.
Please phone in. What's your email
address? You
know what? No, what's your email address?
Use one of yours.
Oh, okay. CDMAC2006@icloud.com, okay? And that's no capitals, okay? Just email in. If you think that we should be able to eat cats, because, if you think about it, in Cuba, they had, when Fidel Castro was president, is he still president? No, he's not, is he?
What are you thinking?
I don't know. He's not. He's, dead, isn't he? Logan's smarter than me. Let's just get that out there.
Well, okay, that's a good point. Okay, why don't we eat cats or dogs?
Right, so basically...
We find it wrong to eat cats and dogs.
Because they're cute,
But yet we can, almost abuse...
I mean, if you've ever seen...
Cows
a,
and
right,
pigs.
If you've ever seen... We don't eat cats and dogs because we think they're cute, but if you look at, a piglet, you think that's cute, but you don't think about when it grows up and gets fat that you're going to cut it open and eat it and cook it in a bacon. But, if you think about it, in Cuba, Fidel Castro, as their dictator, would, basically, have, they had huge food shortages because, Russia got into a war or something and they couldn't supply them with food anymore, and, basically, they ended up putting cats on their tables because they had a lot of cats there, and so they would end up eating a lot of cats, and so... It just makes you wonder, because, a lot of people change whenever they realize, wait, I need this, but then when we don't need to eat something, or when we don't need to kill something like a cat or a dog, we choose not to, but, if we don't need the extra food, people will go and they'll kill a cow just for no reason, or we'll hunt for deer for no reason. I mean, we will use the resources, but people just do it for fun.
Not just because they need it.
Right.
Well...
I mean, and then there were the Indians. They'd use every single part of what they kill. We don't. We'll mount the head of the deer. They would, carve the antlers into knives and, use the skin for clothing and eat the meat, cook the meat. And then they'd use the bones for different things. I mean, they'd use absolutely everything.
Well, I guess...
We need to cite
our sources. This says... HuffPost says... that in Africa, eating cat meat is associated with good luck.
That's kind of funny. Where is that?
It says in parts of Africa, yeah. And in some places in Switzerland, cat is served for Christmas.
That's pretty cool. I mean, what's funny about Switzerland? That's the Netherlands.
But then
if you're ever in the Netherlands, or if you're in the Netherlands right now, please comment in at the email address I already put on. It's kind of funny. There... it's considered flirtatious to smile at somebody while you're walking down the street. It's really weird. It's, if you look at somebody and you smile at them, or if you say good day, or if you say anything, like, have a good day, anything like that, it's considered flirtatious, so they'll think you're coming on to them. It's pretty weird.
Here, though, smiling is just expected and normal, just as something people do to be nice.
Unless you're, like, a butthole. Let's be honest, a lot of people listening right now are. Just kidding.
Don't be a jerk.
But that's kind of me. Okay, so
but
animals.
Then,
comment in on your favorite
but
animals,
also
please.
Think about the difference between what do we feed our cats and dogs. Like, a lot of times we feed them these little pellets that come in bags.
That have mostly wheat and crushed up bones.
Yeah, but think about what we're feeding farm animals. Grass. And things
fresher
that
things,
are
nicer,
more,
yeah.
So we're also getting different things.
Pigs get like mixed. It doesn't look very appetizing, but it's a lot of like extra parts of other animals' meat, not their own meat.
So it's
obviously.
All natural.
But it's all natural stuff. But then you look at like there are like commercials for Blue Buffalo, and they have the person who owns the cat read off the ingredients, and it's like, come on, why do you have to make it look like that? You should just be feeding your animal fresh things. Off the bat, I mean, and we know that dogs can't eat onions, but it's funny because dogs made it long enough in the wild without dying, so we had to know that they figured out somehow before getting picked up by humans and held in houses that they couldn't eat onion, or else they would have all died if they never figured that out.
So part of not eating house pets is part of what the house pets eat.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that we could say that. I mean, it makes sense.
So, like, keep going.
If you have a house pet, and you find a cat. Say you find a cat on the street. That's what happens to a lot of my family members. Cats just follow them. It's really weird. But cat comes in the house. It's not like you're just gonna pull out of the fridge a couple pieces of cheese and dump some milk in. Like, milk was a huge thing for cats. Like, you would always be told, oh, yeah, feed the cat milk. And that would always be the sweet thing. People don't even do that anymore. They only give them water and the pellets. But, like, I remember when people would give them fresh milk outside. They'd leave a nice fresh bowl of milk in certain towns because they had wild cats roaming around. And people just don't do that anymore. Maybe because they don't think it's as civilized as it was before. I don't know. But it wasn't... It was really common. It was really, like,
for
don't
cats
you remember
drink
that?
Milk.
Like,
yeah, but
well,
now...
Well, not just... Well, because, I mean...
But even cats in, like, even a house cat, it's rare that family... I don't see many people giving their cats milk anymore.
Yeah. They give them more water and then the pellets.
More water and less
it's
milk.
Less, it's less natural things. Because, like, cats are the only other animal that I knew would drink milk besides humans. Because we drink cow's milk. They drink also cow's milk or whatever you get them. But most other animals don't drink milk. Since when they were babies.
Unless they were babies, and it was their own species.
And it was their own species, yeah. It was their nurturing, but then, like, no other animals besides cats, which were fed by humans then, it was all because of humans. It's not like, because cats leave their houses,
litter.
Or they leave their litter pretty early on. Like, they're pretty young when that happens, so, like,
is
they
that
only...
Is litter?
Yeah, it's a litter of cats. Cats and dogs are both litters. But with a cat, they would only get milk afterwards. They wouldn't, like, stay with their mother and keep getting milk as they were, like, growing up. Because they'd leave. They grow up and they leave. So, like, they only get the milk from humans. So, that just influences... It shows how, like, humans influence so many things with other animals. Like, a lot of cats will drink milk. Lots of dogs will now eat wheat and baked things because we've... innovated dog treats and made
things
so much
would be
better
different
for them.
Without us.
If humans never like really were a species, or if we never got as smart as we did, if we never really evolved, if we stayed as cavemen, you just have to think far back. It's really weird.
What would other species
be like?
Like
would the growth and development of them change, or would it like
would
stay
dogs
the same?
Be the strongest thing, and would dogs
lions.
Overpower us, and would
kill all
would,
of the
would
humans.
Dogs have humans as pets? Would dogs go
dog's
walking?
Best friend, man.
Would dogs go walking their people around town? And would there be dog towns and dogs? Like, would we be living in a dog house?
You have to think, monkeys evolved into humans. Let's see what dogs would evolve into if we actually let them.
Yeah.
Like, if we weren't here all the time to help them out, wouldn't they evolve into the superior? Or wouldn't any other species evolve into the superior species? Like, couldn't that happen to any other thing then?
I mean,
if you think about it, we were monkeys. If monkeys never came along, then couldn't any other species have become the dominant species and kept evolving like us?
Like I was saying about how we don't eat them, though. Like, here...
Yeah, let's go back all the way.
Popsai says that while cat food is safe for people to eat, it's not...
It's not really healthy.
It's not really healthy. And it's cat food for a reason. That was in quotes. So...
Quote, unquote.
Yeah. So... Cat, like, we don't eat it because it doesn't have what humans need. So we can't then, like, the cats only have what we're giving to them in the first place. Whereas in nature, the cows are getting everything that they need to survive. So they're healthy to their fullest, which allows us to eat that meat and be healthy to its fullest.
Well, and you know, it's funny. Vet Street says, even if your pup is one of those with an iron gut, like, can eat anything, that's my dog, he'll, like, eat anything and he'll just barf it back up. Sorry to bother you. Long term is, it is not good for a dog to eat primarily cat food. So that just shows we feed them both different things.
And we feed them things that we shouldn't be eating either. So...
Makes you wonder.
Are we really feeding them what we should, or should we be taking an approach like we do with cows and pigs and give
Please
them...
Please email me that.
And give them what nature really wants them eating. Like,
yeah.
Should dogs be eating more, like, meat?
I don't know. Would they...
Like, wolves we think of as being carnivores, and they would hunt. Like,
I mean, we were always taught never to feed the begging dog. If a dog comes up and begs you, or if your dog even begs you, you're not supposed to give it food. But, like, we even occasionally, now that he's a little older, we feed him, like, at Thanksgiving, we'll cut up a piece of turkey and we'll give him a little plate of that, and he'll, like, scrub it clean. And I really think that it's such a treat to him because we're feeding him. We're not feeding him what we really should be, are we? Like, does that change their appetite then for them? Is that why they would think it's a treat?
Wouldn't they want to eat what they want? Like, give them what they want to eat. That's what we do.
See,
if
but
we want
see, but
to
my
eat
dog,
something,
my
we go
dog,
to the store and
my
buy
dog,
it.
My dog bakes for anything. Even so, like, you have to think. The obesity rate in the United States is huge. And why do you think that is? Because
we go and we buy what we want.
And that's, if dogs should do that, there will probably be obese dogs in America too.
You need to think about it, like, is it almost like a chore? Does it become like a chore?
To
even
eat
though it's
their
fun,
food.
Even though, like we might, let's just say you get a pet. You think it's fun to feed your pet the first few times.
Or to take them out to use the bathroom.
Or to do the first few things with the pet. But after a while, it becomes a chore.
It really does.
So your pet might...
Because young children are so enthralled with the way other species live. It's such a great curiosity. But then it starts to fade away after having it for too long. It's like when you buy a new toy. When you get a new toy at Christmas, you play with it for the first 24 hours, and then it goes into the storage bin. It's just kind of how it works. And interest goes away really fast. Your curiosity goes away really fast, and then it goes on to another thing. That's why, like... The span of a child's focus is really short, but then you have to think about everything else happening. Like, it just immediately goes away. So, like, with a pet, it's just like that.
So your animal probably, or a house pet would probably think the same thing.
Yeah.
At first, any new food that you would get them, it's fun. And it's like trying something new. Like,
yeah.
we go to different countries to try their foods too, not just to see new things.
I mean, and let's be honest, Logan and I
are not experts, so don't take our word for this. But logically, if you're thinking, you should really change your pet's diet.
All the time. Not just
constantly. You shouldn't, like, keep the same food for a year and then look at it and go, hey, did you like that? It'll probably just start barfing right in front of you. I remember I was sitting down. This is why we changed my dog's food. My parents think that it's because he was allergic to it. He would actually, by the end, we had had it for, like, a year. He'd end up start to regurgitate it. He'd start to throw it up. And I think it was actually because he was so tired of it. If you ever have, if you're a parent and you have a kid, if you're a kid, be honest, when you're eating broccoli or any vegetable you don't like, you'll put it in your mouth and then you'll blow up your cheeks and you'll start chewing on it and then you'll let it
and
become mush
and
you'll
like...
just keep it in your mouth and you'll make it look like you want to barf for your parents so that you spit it right back out, or you'll spit it in your napkin, or you'll do something. If you don't like a food, or if you're put up with eating it for so long, it just changes how you react to it.
Think about how many times, like, I know my siblings have done this a million times. They just say, oh, we already had that this week. I don't want that. Like, even, okay.
Repetition isn't the greatest. Even if it's your favorite food, it can still get old.
There aren't many people who don't like pizza. Like, I can't do pizza, like, too many times per week.
I can have a pizza every once in a while, or else I'll get, like, heartburn.
But, like, think about people. We don't even like having two of the same types of meal in a week. Your pets, depending on what it is having three of the same meal per day.
It's funny. My mother was a teacher, and her diet, basically, as a teacher was, like, for lunch, she'd have a Snickers bar, which she just, because, like, she had, like, no time for lunch, so she'd have a Snickers bar during the day, and that was, like, her lunch. But you just have to think of how exhausting that would be, eating the same thing over and over again. Pick your favorite food, and though you may think it's your favorite right now, after having it, like, too many
just
times,
a week.
It just happens.
A week, and you're gonna have a new favorite food.
Right. Not only, maybe not even have a new favorite food. Maybe, like, every other food will be your favorite food. You'll be like, anything else.
I mean, think about, I bet that one of the biggest reasons somebody would want to live in the city is for the food.
Oh my god.
The access to the food, and just the variety of food.
Literally walk down. You have one block. You're at a sushi bar. Another block, you're at a pizza joint. Another block, you're at some pub. Another block, you're at a hairstylist. Another block, you're at a different food place.
I mean,
like, it just keeps going. You're at an Italian bistro. I mean, like, it changes.
We were in Chinatown for... We drove down down through Chinatown for... It's probably... We went through it for 5 minutes.
Yep. Just then. Even though it's all Chinatown.
There was such a variety, and... There was so much going on. Think about how, you even just in that sense with your pets, there's so much going on in your life, and then you get home and you don't realize that your pet has seen nothing all day. That pet has been stuck in the house. It's like being stuck in a jail cell all day.
Yeah, and, like, back to our thing where, like, what if we weren't here? What if it was, like, monkeys never evolved and another species... came into the evolved into the dominant species. And then think about that. If, like, we were a dog's pet, or if we were a monkey's pet, if monkeys evolved, but then, like, they evolved in us, and we were still inferior to monkeys. And then we were, like, monkeys' pets. And monkeys end up growing bigger than us, or we shrank over time into the monkey size, or something. And imagine us being taken care of by a different animal. In this case, let's just say a dog. A dog is in charge of us humans. And so what happens is they will go to the store, they will innovate, they will build houses, they'll do everything that humans have done up to now, they'll create absolutely everything, and we'll still be the dogs that we have now today. Which I guess you could, okay, let's not get into that, but, like, breeding, whoa, that would be weird. You could have, like, I want my dog to have red hair, and...
think about that.
Except, like, it would be a dog, what would
but
they call
do,
us?
Do whoa. We even understand all of that? In a breeding sense for humans, though, there's
for
so
humans,
much
yeah.
variety.
I mean,
you could
make anything, basically, because there's dominant and recessive.
Think about all of our, like, I know so many people who their
look
hair...
Nothing like their parents.
Well, not only that, but, like, their hair would be bright blonde when they were first born.
And then change over time.
But, like, not even really over time, just suddenly it goes from being bright blonde to a really dark brown.
Well, mine does that, except it goes back and forth. Like, I'll be in the winter and then the summer. Because of my highlight. I have natural highlights. My hair turns really blonde in the summer because of the constant sun. And you'll actually notice if I'm, like, cooped up all day playing video games or something, and then I go out for the school year in winter, I'm basically inside for most of the summer, you notice my hair doesn't change much at all. In fact, it gets darker. And I don't like that, actually. But think about it. Still, let's go back. Think about it. If we were dog's pets, and it was like, I would like my human to be this way, and they'd order a human from their... human store.
Yeah, that's so weird.
But then think about it. If you're cooped up at home all day, just think, if you're a child or if you're a parent and you had to stay home to take care of the kids and your spouse was out doing groceries or something or having fun or on a night out or at work or something and you were cooped up at home. Think of how awful that is if you don't have access to the TV, if you don't have access to the computer, if you can't play on your phone, if you can't do any of that besides eat food, drink water, and bark at the bird that flew by. Or at scream, in our case.
What we also don't really think about, when, like, if our owners would get home, we just want their attention, and yet us as humans
don't give it.
We don't give our animals nearly enough attention. Like, when we get home, if we didn't have the greatest day...
Oh, yeah. We immediately drop on the couch and push them off.
Our dog comes up to us once and knows that happened. And, like, the dog can just tell.
Yeah, it's such a great instinct. And you know, you have to wonder if that evolved over time. And if like we said, humans didn't evolve as much, or did evolve as much, but then dogs evolved more and were still the superior and did all the stuff we did... Think about, what if we got that sense? What if we picked that up over time and they didn't, where you can immediately sense the emotion and then transfer to reacting to it?
But that dog just wants our attention.
Yeah.
And rather than giving it that attention that it didn't have all day, but we did have all day, that dog is going, that, like, it's not really getting the quality of life that we might think we're giving it.
Yeah. We've gone full cycle. We've gone from cats to other animals to dogs.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. All right, I say that we wrap this up. Say, beats a rock. No.
What about, like, 5 more minutes?
5 more minutes? Too long. 3. I say 3 minutes.
3.
Maximum of 3 minutes. Dude, we're currently at 25 minutes even. All right, 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I'm not going to spend this.
I think if we have, like, a closing. Because this is our first podcast.
Okay, yes. Okay, so...
Why don't we talk about the podcast?
Talk about what we've done. Okay, so overall, what have we found out?
We've found out...
Don't treat our cats right. We give them wrong food. We give our pets in general the wrong food. We're feeding them things that even they shouldn't mix. Like, dogs should not eat cat food, even if they have an iron stomach. Humans should not eat cat food, if they have an iron stomach.
And I think we're realizing that... We maybe do give our farm animals what they need more than we give our own house pets.
Yeah, because we want to give more quality towards the thing that we're eating them, because it'll get fatter and more healthy. And then less, like it'll be more muscle and meat if you, like, think about how your parents always told you to eat vegetables, and you got chest hairs, and you got strong. Okay, then we went to farm animals, feeding them, and then we went to... us
just
evolving,
like, and not like, what treating if we our animals
correctly. What if dogs evolved into the superior species and we did not? What if what they did, we'd go to human stores and buy us, and then we figure out then how we treat. Just imagine having a nightmare of living in a dog's world, and the dog comes home in a business suit and glasses on and says, which I will translate to you is, I'm home from work, honey. I hated it. It was awful. Which is basically what any human in the world will say when they get home from work if they have a business cubicle job. And then you're the dog, and you run up and you except in a human form, it would be like, that's our form of barking.
Let's translate that.
I want attention.
Oh, wait, you're upset. Let me comfort you.
Right, and then changing into the emotion that they have. It's funny how, like, dogs will take in the emotion that you have and literally not only react to that, but then change to that emotion.
Not change. I don't think, are they changing to it, or maybe changing to the opposite of it to try and comfort you into that.
Which then we end up rejecting every
Which we
time.
Reject and push even them though, off even the though couch we really shouldn't. And turn on the TV and ignore them for the
and
rest
get
of the
fat
night.
And obese.
Okay, so let's call this.
I think that's a pretty good review.
Is this like the science topic show or science topic discussion?
No. That's drab. Email us what you think we should name this.
Yeah, we need a name. And also email any topics that you think we should write about. All right.
If you email me, I swear I will not like you.
That's not true.
If you send me your Instagram, I might friend you. Yay.
We need. So wait. What email are they sending it to?
CDMac, 2006-2006 at, and don't repeat the things that I've been repeating. I'm just saying the spelling, at iCloud.com.
So CDMac, then the number 2, the number 0, then your number 0, number 6. At, what's the name of that thing?
Ampersand? Wait, no, that's and.
I don't know. The at sign, iCloud.com, right?
Yeah, it's com, not org. It's not an organization, it's commercial.
All right, so let us know what you think we should make this, what we should make more podcasts about. And,
that's the end.
And maybe give us an idea for a name.
Yeah. Maybe if you call in, we'll, like, talk to you.
Call in? Email?
Email, and then maybe if you're, like, a good person.
Oh, we'll... and I'm pretty sure you can also create audio recordings that we can play
on here,
too.
Yeah, you can email an audio recording, and then we can download it and play it on here. So if you have any questions, we can play them on here. That would be pretty nice. And then we could play it off like it's live, like NPR does. All right.
All right. So next time...
Until next time, I'm Carter.
I'm Logan.
Yeah, and that was pretty cheesy.
Yeah, that was really cheesy.